This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it seems, wow, it was nice while it lasted, although it was nothing like last year, if you know what I mean. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. A lot to get to, including Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. He goes to the Supremes over the Mar-a-Lago documents. What does all of that mean? And Hurricane Ian's victims. A lot of the stories are starting to pour out, and then the stories of the islands that are uninhabitable, and the fact that there are alligators now on the land running around. And of course, Floridians know there are alligators always kind of lurking nearby, but this is to an extreme measure, adding insult to injury. And coming up at the tail end of this hour, of course, we've got Nail the Score. I'll pick the game of the week in the NFL. All you have to do is call in or send me your guest through the miracle of email, and if you do that during that segment, you could win some fabulous prizes plus bragging rights, and it doesn't cost you a cent to play. It's just a lot of fun. You just have to tell me who you think the winner's going to be and what the final score is. And we've had winners in the past, some pretty significant winners, but we haven't had any recently. Before we get to the Gators and what's going on with Ian, on Tuesday, former President Donald Trump's legal team requested the Supreme Court intervene in a legal battle concerning the review documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, as I said at the top. So what does it mean? In their argument, they're requesting that the court vacate the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that said the Justice Department could continue using classified documents seized from the president's home for their investigations. Trump's lawyers argue that last month's ruling by the panel on the 11th Circuit compromised the integrity of the well-established policy against piecemeal appellate review and ignored the district court's broad discretion without justification. I think it's a Hail Mary, and I've talked to a couple of legal people about that, but that's what you do, and that's what's happening here. So that request from Trump's team is on the heels of the Justice Department's move to expedite the appeal in challenging the appointment of a special master. Remember, he wanted the special master to go through all the documents, and there are a lot of documents. There are a lot of people with sad stories that were victims of Hurricane Ian. One that's really making the rounds is Nichelle Harris Miles, who's 40 years old. She was visiting Fort Myers, Florida from Ohio. She's been identified as one of the victims, and she was there to celebrate her birthday. And sadly, now her family is laying her to rest. She was at a vacation rental when the hurricane hit, and a lot of people in the family said they told her not to go because the hurricane was coming, but they were all under the assumption that they were safe. The death toll is now more than 100 in the southeast, the large majority of which were in Florida, and so many across parts of Florida lost their homes and livelihoods. We know that in other hard-hit areas, and again, in the southwest part of the state, still waiting to be rescued. Some people, they're still doing search and rescue and finding people. So that's the key thing. Finding people is what the deal is. Speaking of people, we have a regular that we've talked to through the years so much, and that would be Grim joining us on the air. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I feel like deja vu. From the time you and I first started talking online or on air, it was with Syria. and the problems we were having with them setting up missile sites near Israel.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, because as America, we never fire the first shot. But this gas pipeline that has blown up, and then we get a shot across our bow from North Korea. I mean, Kate,
scary. I know.
Well, especially with Putin in alignment with China. And China,
yeah,
you go back to the Korean War, and they were in line with North Korea.
It is.
It makes you wonder. I'm not trying to be a conspiracist, but you can't help start putting the dots together and watch for an outcome. And it does bother me.
Yeah, and you're right. If North Korea testing really all of our nerves by sending that missile over Japan, that's all not good. It goes into the same department of what you said, what's happening with Putin and his allies, and what does it mean really for all of us?
And the fact that Biden is fighting for his life and his son's life through the court system and all their corruption. Please. Well, what's his last minute of desperation?
Well, I think the midterms are really what it's a huge report card on all of that. And mainly, let's face it, Grim, you and I both know this, what so many people measure who's in the White House by? What's in your wallet? And people are struggling with inflation. That's the number one thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the last time we went through it, the ratio was, like 1 to 8. Now it's like 1 to 1,000 or better.
Yeah.
As far as our debt goes to our spending, you know, our expenditures. What we can afford to spend.
Yeah.
Which is put us into a recession. We're really in a recession.
Yeah, we're really in a recession, and nobody wants to say it. And the U.S. national debt topped $31 trillion for the first time. They just announced that. Terrible.
Yeah, and when we first went to it, it was only like $800 billion.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to fathom all that. Yeah.
That's a big number to go by.
That's a very, very big number, and what does it all mean? Grim, big high fives to you. Thanks so much for calling. Don't be a stranger. You sound really good, by the way. Keep up, trying to get better and better, and we appreciate the phone call. So as Grim said, he brought up some good points and the things we're going to talk about, North Korea. We've been talking about the situation in Ukraine and what's happened with Russia and forcing so many to mobilize who are fleeing for the hills. But in the meantime, who's got his back, so to speak? And then you mix it all up with where are all of us and what's affecting us, as I say, which is this. I've said this before. The nuclear option to me is the scariest possibility, honestly, of them all. We just scratched the surface. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assemblable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Just a big reminder to all of you that we will be doing Nail the Score. The Hurricane Ian ruined all of that last week, obviously, because I had to evacuate. It was initially Tampa, St. Pete in the Gulf Coast area where I am. Was going to be right in the middle of the whole thing, and of course now we've watched as it's shifted what has happened to so many people. So sad what's happened to people in Fort Myers and Sanibel Island and Cape Coral and Pine Island and those places there, and then what happened to Arcadia, another spot in Florida. In fact, the show used to be on a great station in Arcadia, and then they switched formats, but I really enjoyed my time there. In fact, went and visited the town, and it was a really neat, antique, cool old town right in the kind of middle of Florida, if you will. And then Orlando hit with the historic floods. And, of course, we saw what happened also, not to forget what happened in the Carolinas. And then as Ian crawled further up north, all the rain that they got to as well. So, again, don't forget about Nail the Score, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to call to weigh in. All you have to do is tell me what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't even have to like football. You're just leveling a guess, and you could win. You could be very, very lucky. And wouldn't that be cool if you nailed the score? Because I am itching to give away prizes. I really, really, really would love for somebody to nail the score. All right, you heard in the conversation with Grimm that I mentioned about the $31 trillion for the first time when it comes to the national debt. It is a milestone because we have this crazy high inflation, historically high inflation. We have the rising interest rates. We have the growing uncertainty when it comes to the economy. I mean, let's face it. So the Treasury Department published this on Tuesday to let us know the great news, $31.1 trillion, because there was a borrowing spree that happened during COVID, during the pandemic, to help keep the economy together as lives and labor markets and supply chains were upended. But that outstanding debt has climbed $8 trillion since the beginning of 2020. And it's jumped by $1 trillion in just 8 months. I know it's a lot of $1 trillion here, $8 trillion here. I just want you to think about that. $31.1 trillion. That is insane. Excessive borrowing. I mean, that's got to lead to more inflation pressure. It has to. And sooner if interest rates go up faster or by more than expected, can you just imagine what it'll be like, an even bigger record? So that's not a milestone to be excited about at all. Some would say, I was looking at a quote from a U.S. economist who said any type of debt is really a potential issue. I wouldn't even say a certain issue, but a potential issue for 5 to 10 years down the road. He said one of the benefits of being the world's reserve currency is everyone wants to buy your debt for cheap. Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't we owe China some money? Speaking of China and their relationship with Russia and the precariousness of our relationship, obviously, with both of those countries, just something else to add into the mix of where are we headed? Where are we headed with all of this, right? Something worth noting here, because I don't want the show to get away without mentioning this at all. I didn't realize that Loretta Lynn was 90, but really one of the queens of country music, dead at the age of 90. She was absolutely an iconic person in the world of country music, and she helped a lot of people. She came from nothing. She was a coal miner's daughter. I mean, that was, you know, the big song. Her family says she passed away peacefully in her sleep at her ranch. And, you know, this is a woman who had no whatsoever formal music kind of training, but she would just sing constantly to her kids to put them to sleep, and then she just would churn out these songs in minutes, and she just wrote what she knew. But she really lived in poverty for most of her life, and started having kids by the age of 17, and you know, some of her broken-hearted kind of plain-spoken songs were about that life, were about the years of being married to a man who was a heavy drinker and a philanderer, and you listen to the words. And the lyrics really, she brings it home in so many of her songs. And her songs really talked about her family history and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she grew up dirt poor in the Kentucky hills, and she made it. I mean, she was certainly one of the queens, like I said, icon when you talk about the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville and getting a, you know, record deal. And she was friends with Patsy Cline, who helped her until she died in a plane crash in the early 60s. And, you know, she went on to so many interesting accolades and awards and all kinds of things that she won throughout her career, the Grammys and the Academy of Country Music honoring her and all of that. And she also got the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013. I mean, she really was the voice of a generation, singing about things that nobody talked about, nobody wanted to talk about or even think about. And the world was better for it, I think. You know, I didn't know much about her until I was somewhere where she was speaking and I had a chance to meet her, and it was a thrill for me to have that moment, to have a moment with her and to realize her impact on so many people. So RIP to Loretta Lynn, dead at the age of 90. Herschel Walker is one of many people hoping to win office in these midterm elections. He's a Republican nominee in Georgia's Senate race. And on Monday, there was a report that came out that he paid for an abortion more than a decade ago. And he says it's a flat-out lie, it's a hatchet job. And that came on the heels of where it was first reported, the Daily Beast reported that he had paid for this and that he had conceived a child with a woman while they were dating back in 2009, and that there was a receipt from the actual clinic for the abortion, which was for $575, and there was a bank deposit that showed the image of the signed personal check for $700 from Herschel Walker and a get well card that she claimed was from him. He wasn't married at the time, but with what he talks about with family values and pro-life and whatnot, this has been something that has really kind of blown up on social media. In an interview on Monday night, he told Fox's Sean Hannity that he didn't know the woman making the accusation and hadn't seen the card. He said, "I send out so many get well, send out cards, send out so much of anything. I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion. It's an absolute lie." He says, "I send money to people. I give money to people all the time. I'm always trying to help people." And so he's in this race, and you wonder, does this affect him or not? One of his sons, Christian Walker, went on Twitter, which I said was really one of the social media outlets that was exploding with hot opinions about this all over the place. And just hours after he denied the Daily Beast report, and he said, "I don't care about someone who has a bad past and takes accountability, but how dare you lie," his son, "and act as though you're some moral, Christian, upright man. You're not a family man." Wow. And then he actually posted a video. So does this hurt his chances or not? It's going to be an interesting race, you know, to be sure. And this is one of the many people are watching and the impacts of things like that. That claim on what will happen as far as when the voters go to the polls for Georgia and that Senate race. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Florida's recovery relief money will be based on need, not on race, despite what Vice President Kamala Harris implied in recent comments. That's according to Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax Tuesday.
That's the great thing about America. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or white or black or rich or poor. When everything is at its worst, that is when Americans, we are at our best. I can't say enough good about the response that has been taking place. And collectively, the entire Florida delegation have come together. We all in some way have been affected by the storm.
Officials say more than 100 people died in the hurricane. The Kansas City Star reports Planned Parenthood will soon open a mobile abortion clinic in southern Illinois. The goal is to provide greater access to abortion for Missouri residents after the state outlawed the procedure in nearly all cases. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
She's one of my favorites, Joanne Butler. You've seen her everywhere. She's a lifestyle editor, founder and editor-in-chief of Life Minute TV. She's traveled all over the world. Oh, so jealous. She's covered beauty, fashion, music, design, wellness, and she is terrific. Every time she comes on with us, I learn something new. I'm always scribbling notes, and I hear the same from you as well. So here we are. It's fall. I love it. I walked the dog this morning. The weather was incredible, so it made me think about what are some of the things we need, and she's got some fabulous fall essentials to tell us about. Hey, Joanne.
What an intro. Hey, Kate. Hi,
yeah,
thanks for having me.
It's fall, and I love fall. It's just, you know, it's another change, and it's really a change in some of the ways we treat ourselves, and whether it's beauty or fitness or any of that, and there's wonderful products. Right. So tell us about some of those fall essentials.
Yeah, well, I have two goodies for you today. The first is from Jergens, you know, the iconic brand. And well, they've just introduced this brand new moisturizer just in time for fall. It's Jergens Pure Hydration Lotion, and it's their first ever 100% plant-based lotion. The same, you know, Jergens moisture you trust and love with peace of mind ingredients you can feel really good about. It's just this nourishing, carefully crafted, powerful blend of coconut and jojoba oil and shea butter and vitamin vitamin E. Feels so good when you put it on and smells good too. And there's no parabens, no dyes, no artificial fragrances, and just leaves you with hydrated, soft skin all day long. Even better, it's $7.49 at Walmart. So really, really good stuff. And they're also doing something really neat to celebrate teachers this week, because it's World Teachers Day this week. And so to celebrate that and to celebrate their launch, they're hosting a contest rewarding 10 school teachers with a $1,000 grand prize to fund the Do Good, Feel Good essentials they need for their classroom. So it's really nice. And for more details on that, to enter, you just visit their Instagram channel, which is Jergens US. You can go on there right now. Entries are open through October 19th, actually.
Wow. And Jergens, what a price. As you said, $7.49. That's a steal.
Yep, it sure is. That's, you know, that's the beauty of Jergens, too. Such good high-end, you know, stuff, but really affordable.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, you know, when you talk about moisturizer, when you talk about your skin, there is that changing of the guard, so to speak, when you go into the fall, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, Joanna, some of our listeners wanted to be able to find out more about you. Where can they go?
You can check out Life Minute at Life Minute TV. And, of course, me, I'm Joanne G. Butler on Instagram.
Perfect. Joanne, thank you so much.
Oh, my God, thank you. I got one more thing for you, Kate.
Oh, you do? I want to hear it. I didn't realize that. Give me your next goodie.
For another part of the body that is sometimes neglected, just like the body on our skin, I don't know why, but something for your eyes, for contact lens wearers like myself, you know, a lot of us experience dryness when we wear our contact lenses. Actually, 1 in 3 people do. So something that can help is BioTrue Hydration Plus Multipurpose Solution. It's a hydrating contact solution that not only does an exceptional job of cleaning and disinfecting your contacts, it's pH balanced to match healthy tears, so your contacts feel comfortable when you put them in, and they stay comfortable all day, which is just, you know, beautiful. Up to 20 hours of moisture it gives you. In fact, it keeps more moisture on the lens for the first 12 hours you wear them compared to their original BioTrue multipurpose solution. And it's inspired by the biology of our eyes, and it has ingredients like hyaluronan, which is a moisturizer found naturally in tears, an electrolyte, which is a component of tears, and an antioxidant that protects the hyaluronan against free radicals. So really good stuff. Again, you know, natural. Just visit biotrue.com to learn more about this.
Ooh, BioTrue. I'm like you. I'm a contact lens wearer, and it's funny. I struggle with the dry eye thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You got to check this stuff out.
Yeah, definitely. Always, always giving us those great tips. Joanne Butler, thank you.
Thank you, Kate. I try.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dry eyes, no good. Boy, that has happened to me a lot. I don't know about the rest of you and what's going on with your eyesight, but I swear I had like incredible vision. I still have really actually good vision, but when I had to learn how to even use contact lenses, I can remember having to try to open up my eye and saying to the eye doctor that, you know, I don't think I can do this. And so he's like, no, I'm not going to go to lunch until you learn how to do this. And so I figured it out. And what a game changer. I think it's good. It works for me. For some people, they can't even wear contact lenses. So it's completely a whole different thing. But that dry eye phenomenon is awful. So that is a great tip there for real. No kidding. Coming up next, speaking of for real, we're doing that nail the score thing. I'm going to throw out the line so you remember, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can send me your email guess once I announce the game of the week, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. A lot of different games to choose from. It's going to be interesting, I think, this week in the NFL. Last week was pretty interesting. It's been a very strange season, and I think it's probably going to still continue along that same path, if you will, in trying to figure out some of these games. You look at, you know, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You can look at every single piece of data you have, and then something completely different happens. That's why I say you don't have to know anything about football. You just have to be able to make a guess, and you have to pick who you think is going to win, and that's it, and maybe you get lucky. All right, I mentioned this story, and it's worth mentioning this again. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team captain says players are furious and want immediate changes following the misconduct investigation. The Becky Sauerbrunn, one of the mainstays of U.S. Women's National Soccer, the team, said that players are not happy following the investigation that found that there's systemic abuse and misconduct with women's professional soccer in the United States. And it's terrible to say this, but why are we not shocked by this? Think of what happened with the young girls and USA Gymnastics. So now here we go again. The U.S. Soccer Federation released a lengthy, scathing report that it commissioned from former acting Attorney General Sally Yates that showed that the National Women's Soccer League, along with the Soccer Federation, didn't provide a safe environment for their players. Some of the players are members of the national team, the defending World Cup champions. The team is in London ahead of a match Friday against European champs England, and they say the players are horrified and heartbroken and frustrated and exhausted, really, really furious that it took a third-party investigation. So I think there's going to be more to come, more reaction to this, and they say that every owner and executive and U.S. soccer official who repeatedly failed the players and failed to protect the players, who have hidden behind legalities and other things, should have not participated fully in the investigation, should be gone, because they shouldn't be allowed to be involved in soccer at all. They did 200 interviews. 200 interviews. And came, you know, pulled together this incredible report, and certainly there are people that are called out. There, for example, there were allegations of coercion and misconduct against Paul Riley, who coached three NWSL franchises over eight seasons, and he was fired by the North Carolina Courage after players went on the record alleging that for years he used his influence and power to sexually harass players. And, it's not good. It's good that the report came out, though. It's good that there's more awareness. It's just too bad that this didn't happen before and there wasn't all this crazy cover-up and silence and whatnot. Because imagine you have a daughter, she loves soccer, you put her in these programs, and then she gets these opportunities, and you get to the opportunity part of this, and she's there with all these predators who have the power, and what happens then, and who believes what people are saying, and people aren't even, you know, actually talking about it. So the more those kinds of things come to light, the better. Period. In any circumstance. So I think it's good from that perspective. Put it out there, kick it out there, and just clean it up, sadly. Another sport, another situation that this shouldn't happen, that you shouldn't fear that you go into that arena and you are really fighting tooth and nail to protect yourself, and it's just absolutely ridiculous what took place there. All right, not ridiculous is what's coming up next. It is Nail the Score time. Couldn't do it last week, but we're back with a vengeance this week. Ahead of Nail the Score, I want to mention hats off to Aaron Judge. This guy's amazing for the Yankees. He hit the historic 62nd homer. So he set an American League record. Roger Maris, number 61. He has to move over in the history books because Judge hit 62. He set the record for the Yankees and the American League. Nail the Score, next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. So what is the game of the week? You're going to love this. There were a couple that I looked at, but I like this for a couple of different reasons. Giants and the Packers. The Packers are actually favored by more than a touchdown, 8 points. But, boy, don't count the Giants out. Despite some injuries and some things that have happened, the Giants are 3-1. They're competitive in the NFC East. If it weren't for the Eagles are undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the NFL. But the NFC East, which I called the NFC East, least for so many years, is really becoming quite interesting, and I like this matchup. And of course, anything can happen in London. and the fans go crazy. And it's early in the morning on Sunday, 8:30 in the morning to be exact. So you can have your tea, your spiked coffee, whatever. And then you already will know. We'll know. Did anybody nail the score? Just for grins, the over-under in this, the point total, 41.5. 41.5. So let me throw out the number. You can call or you can send me an email. A lot of people choose to do that. I know some of you are working. It's kind of cool. You're listening while you're working. And you shoot me an email that way. That's always been one of the things that's happened a lot with Nail the Score, so that's great. The call-in line is 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And no surprise that we have Peter, who is lined up out of the bunker to be the first to try and nail the score. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Are you going to get up and watch? Are you going to get up and watch this game?
Hell no.
Yeah, because you can just find it in the highlights later in the day.
I put it on my VCR.
That's right. You can DVR it. I love it. So, who do you think wins?
Man, I'm looking at those Giants. They're coming around.
They are.
I mean, where'd they come from? What's that quarterback's name?
The quarterback's name is, I was going to say Daniel Boone. is Daniel, what is his name? Daniel, I'll get it here in a second.
Manuelito Escapullo Mascarenas III.
It's Daniel Jones. It's Daniel Jones. Yeah. I knew I couldn't remember it. Daniel Jones. And so he is, you're right, he is coming around. And plus they've got Richie James, who's been pretty good, the wide receiver. And Saquon Barkley, of course, you know, we watched him, and now he's got...
Yes, we did. He's good.
He's good. He is really, really good. So we watched him. You and I talked about him. You won't remember this, but a long time ago, how he was going to really pop out. And it's so interesting to look at Daniel Jones because I remember him playing at Duke of all places.
Exactly.
So a lot of Giants fans who can be pretty vocal, as you can imagine, were not thrilled by that pick, but now he's playing well.
Well, I'm going to pick those Giants, and I'm going to have a score of 27. To 17.
Ooh, so right there, a low-scoring game. Yeah, you believe the wise guys. I love it.
Well, I like the idea of little defense with my offense.
Yeah, me too. It's like those old cowboy teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ones that used to win.
Yeah.
Hey, the ones.
This Dallas quarterback, 4 wins.
Oh! Cooper Rush is amazing.
Yeah, pick me for picking him. He's all right. He's going to do good.
He is. He is going to do good. They're going to have, you know, here's what everybody says, though. They've got the $40 million quarterback, so he'll come back, Dak Prescott. But what if he stumbles and has problems? Do they just go right back to Cooper Rush? That'll be interesting.
Well, they've got a spare, so let's ride with it.
That's right. I agree with you. I mean, to be 4-0 and 3-0 this season is really incredible. Pete, always great John with you and playing Nail the Score. Thanks.
Carry on.
All right, we will. Back to the bunker. And then we go in the completely opposite direction. That's what I love about Pete and Sharon. And Sharon is there waiting. She's very faithful to the game, too. And she's in Portland. Hey, Sharon. Sharon, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Ah, I love it. All right, so what do you think is going to happen?
Giants, 24-17.
24-17. I love it. Will you get up and watch this game?
Probably not. I have my first service.
Right. So you won't get to see it. Well, maybe when you come back, you'll get to see the tail end of it, which might be more exciting.
Well, actually, I listen online to my service.
Okay, so you've listened to the service, and then probably the way the game is, depending on, you might get to catch the tail end of it, but you'll certainly see the highlights. Good luck, Sharon. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can always count on those two, that's for sure. And there are a lot of people that are emailing. I have that open, so don't feel like you don't count. Trust me, I'll even do a couple of them before we skedaddle. But the game of the week is that early game, and that game of the week is the Giants and Green Bay. You know, I look at Green Bay and the younger players and Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot that's not mixing there. But it is Aaron Rodgers, so who knows? I mean, he's certainly getting the respect. That's why the 8 points on their side of the line. And if you looked at it on paper and lined it up, that's what you would think. But I think this is a tough one to predict. All right, Jeremy Paulson, let's get your take on this. What do you think?
I'm going to actually go with the Packers. I'll say the Packers. But I'll take the same score, 24-17.
Ooh, that's good on the opposite side of it. All right, Packers, 24-17. I love it. Nice.
And this is a Minnesota Vikings fan, too, so I don't even want to say the Packers.
Very true. It is hard to make that pick when you're a Vikings fan. I'm in a pool. I think I've talked about this with a bunch of North Carolina dudes, and there's like 180 of us, and I think it's 180. And it's been a tough season. We don't even have to pick with the line. We don't, you know, against the line, look at the line. I mean, you can look at it, but it's really been interesting from that perspective. For me, this is a tough one because, you know, my inclination is to go with what I'm seeing with the Giants, and I've watched a bunch of the Giants, and not that I haven't seen any of the Packers, but I'm going to go with the Giants. Normally I would look at this, I'd go right along with the line, and I would say Packers, but I'm going to go with the Giants too, so I'm jumping on the Pete Charon bandwagon. And I'm going to say that I think the final score is going to be, I think the final score is going to be 24-13. I'm saying 13. Struggle for Aaron Rodgers. And Mason Mann missing a couple of field goals. The crowd goes wild in England when they kick the ball. And you know why, right? Because that's the kind of football they know. So I'm going with the Giants, and that is a low score that I just threw out there. Wow, for me that is a low score, but I'm going to hang with that. I am just going to hang with that. There were a couple other games that I looked at, including the Bears and the Vikings, but I didn't go in that direction. All right, Joe, Mac, and Mary, I promise I will get all of your scores in, because you certainly could be winners too as well. As I said, you can email that guest, Kate, at Kate Delaney Radio always, or you can call in like Pete and Sharon do. Good luck to everybody who tried to play Nail the Score this time around. Maybe we'll have a winner.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.